You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast.
The following sermon was preached on Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2017, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
We gather on this cold and crisp, and can you believe it, white December evening, as we do every year at this time, to hear the story. We hear the story that begins with, "In the beginning, when love moves over the face of the deep and brings life out of the void." And the story continues as that life that is born out of love, away from love, moves away from love and becomes enamored of itself. Selfishness and self-centeredness eventually give rise to chaos and to conflict, to death and destruction. And it's on this night that we come to hear what is really at the heart of the story. And the heart of the story is this: into chaos and conflict, into a world that seems to have removed itself so far away from the love which gave it birth, into all the death and destruction and division, love is born. Love becomes tangible and concrete. Love becomes incarnate. Love becomes a particular human being. On this night, we gather once again to hear the story about how love desires us so deeply and love desires us so completely that love has become one of us. And my God, don't we need to hear that story and know the reality of that story more now than ever. The hopes and fears of all our years are met in Thee tonight. And yes, indeed, they are. Now, for love to be born a real live human person, there has to have been a mother. And the story of the mother of love is really an important one for us too. You know, it's a quirk of the calendar that every 7 years, the last Sunday in Advent, where we always tell the story of Mary's miraculous encounter with one of love's messengers, falls on the morning before the evening when we tell the story of love's birth, Christmas Eve. All that's today. This morning we read Mary's story. A plain, unremarkable young woman living in an obscure part of an empire, a member of a marginalized and persecuted people. Somehow she, who is of no particular account, is chosen from among all the women in the world to be the bearer of love. Not a royal princess or a wealthy socialite or a debutante. No, a plain, unremarkable, unimportant girl, at least as far as the world is concerned. But this plain, insignificant girl is in fact quite remarkable. Chosen by grace to play such a significant role in love's plan, she responds with such humility and with such joy and such courage. And there's the theme of the story right there. After all, who is it that the angels appear to first to announce that love has been born into the world? Do they appear to emperors and princes? Do they appear to the wealthy and the powerful? Do they appear to the high priests in the temple? No. The first to hear of love's birth are no account shepherds, the poorest of the poor. Shepherds were notorious for their shady behavior. They weren't part of polite society at all. It's these scraggly shepherds who get the news first. The last people anyone would have expected are the first to hear the good news. And, you know, this is really the whole biblical story in a nutshell. I mean, why is the Jewish nation, poor and powerless, chosen to be the ones through whom love will bless the whole world? Why not the wealthy Roman Empire instead? And why these strange characters who become the prophets? I mean, who are they? And why Abraham and Sarah, old and childless, why are they the ones who are chosen to be the parents of this new nation through whom all the world will be blessed? And why the stuttering and stammering Moses? You know, and the list goes on and on until it gets to you and me. All of us gathered here tonight to hear the story once again, we're a pretty scraggly and scruffy group, aren't we? Maybe bright and shiny on the surface, but underneath, not so much. I know for a fact that some of us feel like we're only hanging on by a thread. Some of us who have come out of the cold and the dark and the snow and into the warmth and the light of this beautiful sanctuary got here by the hardest tonight. Some of us feel like we don't have too much to be proud of. And all of us, have plenty to confess. We may feel like we have no more right than Mary or the shepherds to expect love's attention, much less to get love's favor. But I got news for you. You will leave here tonight. You will leave here tonight if you allow yourself to, if you will follow Mary's example and say yes. Yes to love's invitation, as surprising as it may be. You will leave here tonight honored and elevated, just like Mary. In the midst of the chaos and the confusion, in the midst of the division and destruction of this present moment, The story you came to hear tonight tells you that you are love's beloved. You are held up on the wings of angels. There is no one in all of creation more beloved than you. More beloved than you, more beloved than you, more beloved than you. No one. Later in the story, we hear this from John the Evangelist. He says, "Love has been perfected among us in this way, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, because perfect love casts out fear." Perfect love casts out fear. Put that on your refrigerator when you go home tonight. Put that on your bathroom mirror. Say it to yourself every day. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love. The love with which, my dear sisters and brothers, you are each loved, casts out fear. Take that with you as you leave here tonight. Take it home with you. And take it into next week. Take it into next month. Take it into next year. Say yes to love and you don't have anything to fear. So what does saying yes to love look like every day? Well, of course, it's going to be different for each one of us. But here's what I know. If you will find time every day, now preferably 20 minutes or so, but even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, if you will find some time every day to be quiet and still, to clear out space amidst all the clutter and the noise of everyday living, if you will find time to just be quiet, and to welcome love into your mind and welcome love into your heart, you will experience peace. And that peace will lead you to acts of love and service. That peace will lead you to respond to the confusion and division of the present moment with kindness instead of cruelty. That peace will lead you to serve those who are hurting and in pain without expecting to be served yourself. And that peace will lead you to be grateful for what is and not resentful for what isn't. In the silence of our hearts, we hear love calling to us. In the silence of our hearts, we can say yes to love and find the courage to get up and go do something about it. How silently, the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of His heaven. No ear may hear His coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive Him still, the dear Christ enters in. Will love be born in you tonight? Love has chosen you on this night. All you need to do is to say yes. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.